Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Tav Resh Ayin Aleph Gimel and Dalet, but we have to finish up Beis from yesterday. This is Mishnah Berurah Yomi for December 16th, Tuesday, December 16th. Okay, so we're up to the Mishnah Berurah. Echad b'chol laila. So the Mishnah Berurah here is discussing the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, where the Mahajan and the Mahajan just said you have one person lighting for the whole family, adding one candle each night. That is the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah Berurah here says, we started this, Inishal Tisha Neiros, if all you have are nine candles, all you have is enough money for nine, Yadlik b'leil sheni shtei neiros. So then on the second day, you still will do the Mahajim and a Mahajim, even though the third day you're going to have to go back to one candle. But Yeshua was serenade, however, let's say you have 10 candles. So Ava became Lo Yadlik Rak Velo Sheni Shnaim. The Mishnah Berurah's position here, okay, there are those that are cholik, but the Mishnah Berurah's position here is that if you have 10 candles, it's really no advantage to 9 candles. Because since on the third day you're not going to be able to have 3, you're only going to be able to have 2, so you should just light 1 already on the third day. Because the whole advantage of the third night is that you can have 3 candles. So two on the third night is not going to do anything for you. And that's why he says, if you have 10, then even so, you only light 2 on the second night. Without shlishi, lo yadlik shtayim. On the third night, you don't light 2. Rak echos. You only light 1. Okay? Vaiter, Mishnah Berurah, Vav. So he's still in the position of a Shulchan Aruch that on the last day you're going to have 8 candles. He says, Umisha ain lo shemen harbe. Let's say you don't have a lot of shemen. Yitain ve'echad shemen kashir. So he's saying, let's say on the last day, you're on the 8th day, and you don't have enough shemen for all the candles. So what you should do is, better to go ahead and make sure that in one candle, namely the first candle, you have the shemen with the shear of a half hour, as we'll see coming up. Ba'amosar, and then candles 2 through 8, you will then, that which is left over, yichalik l'kulam, you will then split up equally. Shem yaseh l'kulam b'shavah, because if you gave each candle equal, then lo yadlik afilu echad kashir, then you're not even going to have one candle lighting the shear. And as we're going to see later on, there are manda amrim that hold that if you don't have it light, at least for the shear of tichla regal min hashuga, for the shear of a half hour, you're not going to be yotzei at all. So that's what he says. So what you should therefore do is at least have one candle have the shear. The other ones you could split up because there are manda amrim that allow you to be yotzei even without the shear. So therefore, at least the Mahajim and the Mahajim, then the rest of them you'll do without the Shia. But at least one candy you'll have Kashir, so you'll for sure be Yotei the base mitzvah. Then Yeshlo Shemen B'tzimtzum Al Kol HaShmoni Yamim V'lechavero Ein Lo Klum. This is very interesting. If you, let's say you only have a limited amount of Shemen, but your friend has no Shemen at all. It's Mutav Sheyadlik B'chol Laila Echad. It's better that all you'll do is light one candle each day, the yitein gam l'chaveira, and also give your friend, so that you'll both be able to at least do the basic mitzvah. The hamidina ain sarek el echad, because midina you require only one. So it's very interesting. This is what Rav Asher Weiss was talking about. I don't know if he wasn't talking. Okay, so he's saying, okay, better go ahead and give, okay, one candle, okay, to you. Light one candle for yourself instead of doing the Mahajim and the Mahajim, so that your friend will be able to do it, and therefore you'll both be able to be Yotze Medina. And he says, "V'davke kishachavero eino mi okay mi bnei beso." He says, "This is davka when your friend is not part of your household. Oshayo somach hashulchanu, you're not supporting him. Avalim hu bnei beso, if he's part of your household, or you're supporting him and he's part of your household, then mutav shiyahu me'mahajin. Then it's better, obviously, okay, to go ahead and he should be part of the mahajin. Okay, understand? Vaiter, Zion. It's saying, obviously we're talking about where he's not part of your bayis, and It's either going to be you doing the mahadrin, mina mahadrin, and him not having anything, so then you split it up. But if he's part of your bias, then you can be yotzei with you, so then obviously, again, we're doing the shulchan aruch, should not be a problem. Okay, Zion. You shmona, on the last day you're going to have 8 candles. She says, v'mashemen hu biyoker. Let's say shemen's very expensive. I've been around, this is your kasha, or similar to your kasha. Let's say shemen is very expensive. So what's better, to have shemen for one candle, or to go ahead and do mahadrim and a mahadrim with non-shemen zayin, let's say with regular wax candles? That's what he says. V'mashemen hu biyoker, mutav lahadlik b'neros shava. Okay? It's better to light with wax candles, v'lios mosif v'holech, and to keep adding with the mahadrim and the mahadrin, k'moshe kasa b'fim, like it said inside in the Shulchan Aruch here, mimashi yadlik b'shemen zayis nerechad. It's better to do the mahadrim and the mahadrin, okay, with wax candles than to do just the regular base mitzvah with shemen zayis with one ner. B'chol laila, and every single night levad. Okay, so it's better to go ahead and do your candles, mahadrim and mahadrim, than have every single night shemen zayis with one candle. Ches, okay, so we're still in the Shulchan Aruch, who says that if there are a lot of people in the household, you still, according to Shulchan Aruch, you have one person lighting, okay, for the whole family. Right? Tati lights for everyone. Lo le'aliku yoser. That's what he says. Bein b'layla rishayna, bein b'shele leilas. Whether it's the first night or the second night, only one person, according to the Shulchan Aruch, should be lighting. Everyone goes after the Baal Bayis. Even the older kids and those that are his servants. Anyone who is supported by him in his household, okay, bekvius on a steady basis. Heim b'chal b'nei beso, they're part of his b'nei beso, and therefore they rely on his lighting. It's his lighting for the household. Tess. B'yesh omrim. Okay, so now he quotes here we have here the Ramah, who says, the Ashkenazim are knowing that everyone from the b'nei Abayis lights their own, okay, candles, mahadrim and mahadrim. As he says, levad me'ishto, except for his wife, dehi kagufo, which is kagufo. Okay? In Eretz Yisrael, in some places in America, even single girls do not light. They rely on, even according to the Minhag Ashkenaz, this was done because of the basic Minhag arose, because women, believe it or not, I know it's foreign to your modern minds, but women are not supposed to be outside, and since you light outside, especially in Eretz Yisrael, you light outside, women should not be outside. So the Minhag arose. Okay, the Minhag arose that even for single women, do not light. I know it's a very hard thing for my kids when we came from America, and this is basically the Minhag Eretz Yisrael, that the schools that they go to, for the single girls not to light. So, that'd be mechalik, which little kids, yes, which, you know, the little girls, yes, older girls, no, which kid, anyway, big hawk. Vaita, Yud. Anyway, we gotta move Vaita here, Yud. Yadlik. So everyone lights. Hainu Kamosha Kosov Le'el B'Siv Beis, like we said before in Siv Beis, that everyone, okay, should light. The Yosef V'Olech, and everyone should light the Mahadrin and Mahadrin, Ner Echad B'Chol Laila, everyone adds their own another candle for each night. V'Ein Yadam Masekes Kol Kach, and if you don't have enough dough for that, okay, Yadliku Ner, okay, Echad B'Chol Laila, then everyone should go ahead and light one candle. In other words, let's say you only have enough money for you, the Tati, to light Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. So what he's saying is, and this is a very interesting issue, it might be discussed in the Revelation packets that where's the Natal. You make copies? If you can, make copies for everybody. What he seems to be saying here is let's say that you have enough candles for Tati to do the Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, and everyone else in the family only to light one candle. Better to do that than, according to the Ramah, than everyone else rely on the Tati. Better for the Tati to light, okay, Mahadrim and Mahadrim, and the rest of the family to do the mitzvah, at least the Meikar Adin, one candle each. Very interesting. I ain't shum, but the Rabbeinu Litzon packet. I gotta move weiter. Gimel. Okay, Gimel. If you look, we're gonna be able to work with the pictures here, so we'll be able to move a little quicker. Okay? For those of you listening here on mbiami.com or yoy.org or yu.com.org, whatever it is. Okay, yutor.org. Okay, we'll try to PDF these sheets if I get a scummer from Oz Vahadar. If not, hopefully you'll follow or you can get your own Oz Vahadar to follow along. Let's go weiter. Ner sheyeshlo shtei pios. Let's say you have a ner that has two openings. A ner, we'll call it a lamp. Okay, a lamp has two openings. Look on the first page, tes. So you see tes, bottom left? So that's what you have here. You have a lamp, okay, with the oil in the cup, okay? And coming out of this lamp or lantern, whatever you want to call it, you have two openings, okay? And even though the wicks are going into the same oil, and they're going to be, you know, in contact with each other, as long as they're coming out of different openings, they will count as two. Okay? That's what he says. Alright? It will count as two. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Yud Aleph, Shtei Pios. Okay, two openings. Hainu Sha Psilos Mibifnim. That's exactly what he said. The Psilos inside the what? Inside the lamp. Munachim Baner. They're resting inside the lamp. Ze Eitzel Ze. Those the wicks in the oil are resting right next to each other in the oil. Okay? Rak Roshay Apsilos Kishaboltin Lachutz. But the ends of the wicks, when they're protruding outwards, they're Nechlokin Lishtei Mekomos. They split up and they come out of two different, holes, two different openings. Okay, or two different parts of the bowl. The Kamash Malan, the Afal Pi, and what's the Chiddush? The Afal Pi Shem Bifnim Einem Uvdolin. Even though in the actual lamp or cup, they're not separated, right? The bottom of the wicks are close to each other or attached to each other, right? Einem Uvdolin Apsilos Klal Zemizeh. They're not separated at all, right next to each other. Mikoma Kom Kevin Shem Makoma Nachasam Bepeh. Since where they're placed at the lip of the bowl of the lamp of the lantern, minka shem shtayim, it's clear that two nechshavos kishtayim, they are viewed as two. So go to the next page. You see aleph on the next page on the left there. So you see here, even if it's not covered, if it's just a dish that they're coming out of, he says, and the wicks you see are touching each other inside the oil, but they're coming out of two separate directions on the cup, they will count as two. Look at the Mishnah Berurah now, Yud Beis. Ola lo b'shvil shnayim. Mashma miloshon zeh. Look what he says. It sounds like from here, da'afilu l'mahadrin ha'osin ner l'kol echad. Even according to the Mahadrin, where everyone goes ahead and lights their own candle, right? Gam kein yoel zeh l'shnei b'nei adam. It's mashma that would also work for two people. Remember, there's the Mahadrin and a Mahadrin, and then there's the Mahadrin. The Mahadrin is everyone lights their own, right? Even according to Shulchan Aruch, the Mahadrin is everyone lights their own candle. It's only once you get the Mahadrin and a Mahadrin, then you only have one person lighting for everybody. So you say, it's Mahadrin and Shulchan Aruch, let's say you're doing the Mahadrin. You could have one guy be Yotze from one wick coming out of one side of the lamp, and another guy be Yotze from a wick coming out of the other side of the lamp. Okay. However, he says, "Ayeve Magen Avram Shadaito." His das is the Lefi Mai Deisa LeEl Bahaga. He says that according to the Ramah, right, the Don Demosif and Bechol Laila Ner Echad Lechol Echad Min Abayis is according to us Ashkenazim. Not us or whoever that Ashkenazim are over here. Okay, Ner. Okay, when you add, we hope that you add one candle each night for everyone in the house. And Sarah Kolechad Lahalik Neros Bemakom Miyuchad. And everyone has to light their candles in a separate, distinct place. So he says, then Lo Yadlik Yushnei Hashem B'Ner Echad. He says, in that case, according to us, let's say you want to have two people light, okay, from each side of this lamp, okay, according to us, on the first night. So that's not good. Why? Because since we're going with the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin, and everyone should have their own separate distinct, like all Mahajim and Mahajim is everyone has their own separate distinct, you know, Mahajim and Mahajim. One candle, two candles, the second night, three candles, everyone has their own separate one. So what's going to happen on the first night is if each guy has what? Each guy has one candle coming out of one bowl, it's going to look like what? It's going to look like two candles, it's going to look like the second night, two candles, when it's really what? When it's really the first night with Reuven and Shimon in the family lighting from the same bowl. Therefore he says you should not do that. Even on the first night you should be careful. The Efshar, he says, Dafka ner sheyesh lo rak shnei pios. So now look what he says. This is very halach lemaisa. Boys, watch this. Very halach lemaisa. It's happened, I'm sure, in some of your scenarios. The Efshar, it might even happen this year. Look what he says. The Efshar dafka ner sheyesh lo rak wat daro. Sheyesh lo rak shnei pios. Don't go under. Sheyesh lo rak shnei pios. It only has two what? Two openings. But what about, and it's coming out of it, and it's coming out of a dish, or a bowl, or a lamp. Aval the menorah shalanu. But look at our menorahs, our chanukiyas. Look at page, look at letter bays on page 2. You see, it has our chanukiyah. Page 2, you see the lamp? You see the chanukiyah? Okay? You see the menorah? So he says, in that case, sheyesh lahem shmona pios, where it has eight separate cups, mutter lahad lek shnei bnei adam, zeh bekotzeh zeh. There was an R chanukiyaz, where we light on a metal menorah, and there are going to be six little branches, okay, metal cups separating between, let's say, two on the, one on the right and one on the left, okay? Or two on the right and two on the left. So he says, look what he says. So in that scenario, Sharei Rowan Shadliku Shnayim, you see that two people are lighting. If you do it that way, then everyone can see that these are two different people lighting. Why? Because if it was one person lighting, he'd light all four candles next to each other. The fact that they have one menorah with one guy lighting on the right side two candles and another guy lighting on the left side two candles, no one's going to mistake that for the fourth night. Everyone's going to know this is the second night with two people lighting. And therefore it would be okay if we want to go ahead, let's say all you have is one menorah on the second night and you want to have one person lying on the right side, one person on the left side, that won't be a problem, he says. This is the shita, okay, that the Mishnah Berurah says it's possible that would be okay. Okay, he quotes the Chai Adam, and the Moke, and he says, and he says, and the Olam is no way this way, not to get yourself crazy, it's good for all of us to get our own menorahs, right, to do it right. But if worse comes to worse, you can't find your menorah on the second night, and you want to double up with your buddy, and he has an issue with you, show him that you know Yomi, you are Joe Yomi, and you can show him what to do. I gotta finish up. Dalit. Milei kara shemen v'ikifa psilos. So what happens? Okay, we're going now. Viter, a guy goes ahead and he fills up a whole bowl of shemen, and he surrounds the bowl with wicks coming out of the top. So he says, "Im kafala kli, if you cover the top of the kli, look at picture gimel. Don't go under. Look at picture gimel. And picture gimel, you see, he covered it with a kli. So if he covers it with a kli, then each of the wicks are going to be coming out separate and distinct. Then he says that would be okay. Meikar adin." Kol psila ole b'shvil ner echad. Each psila will count as what? As one ner. However, lo kafala kli. Go to the next page. Okay, what happens if you are not kafala kli? So look what happens. And all the candles come up. All the flames come up. And what's going to then happen is afilu ner echad eno ole. Then you're not even going to be able to say one candle. Why? Because he says, Lefisha ho kimedura. because it comes like a torch. And while torches are good for Avdalah, torches are not good for Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah, the mace is with a Ner, with one wick. And therefore you're not Yotzei with a Wah, with a Madura. And therefore if you are not Kofar or a Kli, and you have the wicks coming out from around this bowl, and you don't put a Kli above on top of the bowl, all the flames are going to look like they're coming together. Looks like a Madura, and therefore you're not going to be Ola. It's not going to be Ola, Vishvil, even Wat, even one Nair. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Ola Lo. Oh, sorry. Im Kafa. Mishnah Brura Yud Gimel. Shall you do? What's the problem? So if you go ahead, there's no problem. If you go ahead and you cover the Kli, Shal Yedeze, when you cover the Kli with a cover and all the psilos come out, then Ein Mischabrim Kol HaPsilos Yachad. There's no chibur, there's no joining of all the wicks into one flame. So he says, V'davka kishakafcha, look what he says, very important. Davka kishakafa v'achar kach hidlik. It's davka where he covers the bowl and then he lights the wicks afterwards that are coming out of this bowl. Abal im hidlik v'achar kach lat. If he lights the wicks and then he coming from the bowl and then he covers the bowl, that's not going to work. Because so, what we're going to see coming up, hadlaka isa mitzvah. When you do the hadlaka, that's when the mitzvah has to be good. So this is when you lit it, there was no cover, and when you lit it, it would look like a rod, like a torch. It's not going to be good. So therefore, if you lit it and then you covered it, you have to blow out the candles. Okay, so with lechabos, you got to blow out the candles, and then lechasos b'kli, and then cover it with a kli, v'lachsor lahadlik. And then once again, go ahead and be madlik. Yud dalid, lefisha ukimedura. The problem is if there's no kli. Look at picture dalid. If there's no kli, it's going to be like madura. Why? Because shemischabros kol alav yachad. All the flames will now join because there's no kli separating. So all the flames will now join into one torch-like entity, and that will not be good for lighting. Now look at the mission. Now look at the Ramah. V'lechein yesh lezayin lahamid aneros b'shura b'shavah v'lo b'eagle. Comes the Ramah and he says, you know what you should therefore do because of this issue? A person should even be careful even if he's kofel of kli, to keep all the neros in a row. Look at picture A. You should have all the neros coming out in one straight row. Why? Because if it's be'igul, the low be'igul. Because if it's in an eagle, it's going to be what? It's going to be havi kimadura. So therefore, you should avoid having your candles in a circle. And then he says, however, mutter lahadlik bepamotos. It's still going to be permitted, although the Mishnah Brura says, now lechadchila, to light, look at the menorah in picture Vav. Looks like the menorahs that we have on Shabbos, where the branches come out in a circular fashion. So you have all eight candles coming out circular. Look at, right, you see picture Vav? Look at this candelabra. It's not like our Chanukiyahs, which is all in one row. He says that would be okay, he says. Shekorin lampa, what's called a lamp, or what we call a Shabbos candelabra, that would be okay. Why? Miyacha shekol ner muvdal harbe mechavero. Since each ner is separate and distinct from each other, the flames are not going to come together and look like a what? Look like a torch. And therefore, it's okay, although Mishnah Brura is going to say it's not ideal. That's why all our Chanukiyahs are in one straight row. Okay, that's what he says. And then he says, V'yizaru kisha'osim neros. And you should be careful when you make neros, okay, when you line them up, afil b'shava, even with wax, she'ein l'dabkan b'yachad. You should not put two candles together like we have in our Havdalah candles. Ula adlikan. Skip to the next page. You see the picture Yud in the next page? So you see how you have, like our Abdullah candles. You should not take candles and intertwine them, because that will for sure, the wax candle will become like a rod, like a torch. And a torch is not good for Ner Chanukah. The Havi Kemadura. And then he says, "Afilu b'neros shel Shabbos v'Yom Tov, even neros of Shabbos and Yom Tov, yizaru shelo lasos kein. On neros of Shabbos and Yom Tov, you also should not do this." So the Ben Halacha explains why on Shabbos and Yom Tov you can't have a torch. So the reason is because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we're afraid if you have a torch-like thing, it's going to melt. It's going to melt things faster, okay? Because one candle is going to melt the other one, and it might fall down. But otherwise, the Ben Halacha says it's really not a problem on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now go to Mishnah Berurah. Okay? Mishnah Berurah, we're up to Tes Vav. Okay? Beshura Beshava. So he says it should be Beshura Beshava. You should really try to have... we're still a little behind. Okay? Have no fear, MP3. We'll be back tomorrow, okay, with a couple of extra Mishnah Berurahs. Catching up. Guys, please, the extra 2 minutes, 3 minutes kills us. Okay, let's try and start sharp 2 o'clock tomorrow. And on Thursday, bring your brekkah.